All right. Well, God bless you. Those of you who have called in on the Believer's Line and those of us here, there's no better reason to get together than to hear about our Heavenly Father and learn a little bit more about His Word and the things that He has in store for us. You know, I was going to title this thing maybe two or three different ways. I kept on changing the title. The first title I had given this sharing was Prayer, plain and simple. And I said, how about Our Prayers? And then I said, well, how about praying? And so then God spoke to my heart like He does in the wee hours of the morning. And He said, you know what? When you share this, I want you to let your brothers and sisters know that this is personal, okay? Is it for the family of God? Absolutely. But God wants us to know that it's for each one of us. So the title is now called My Prayers, Your Prayers, Your Prayers, Your Prayers, Your Prayers, My Prayers. So put your name in there when you read God's Word and when He talks to us through His Word, that He's talking to you. So the title, appropriately enough, is My Prayers. So why would God listen to me? First of all, it's a logical question, especially those who don't know a lot about God, but they might say, why would God listen to me? That's an honest answer. And who am I that the Creator of the universe would answer me? Now, this is the third in a series I did. One was called Does God Hear Our Prayers? And there was another one, but this one is specifically asking, who am I that the Creator of the universe would answer me? And we know that God does. And why? Because we matter to God. Forget the other such and such matters. We matter to God. And that's what's key and that's what's important. Remember, God so loved the world that He what? Gave, capital letters. He gave us a lifetime of His love and knowledge so that we can pray with a heart of great anticipation. Great anticipation. I trust that when you pray, you think, well, I hope when I throw the dice, it comes out in my favor. No, you pray with great anticipation because you're praying with a believing heart to the Almighty who says, talk to me. Talk to me. And that's what we should do with great, great anticipation. Stirring in our hearts what the amazing Father has done for those who believe. And He is amazing. So now, the sharing, what is prayer? Prayer is a request for help or an expression of thankfulness to the one true God. That's what prayer is. You can pray when you have a need, or you can simply say, Father, You're awesome. Thank You for the deliverance You gave me today. Amen? Yeah. Amen. We have direct access and communication with the Almighty, and not only speaking to the Father, but listening again for an answer. Listening for an answer. So whether by God's word, as we go to the scriptures like we will tonight, or by the counsel of a brother or sister in Christ who knows a little bit about the word too, who wants to help you out, do not hesitate to ask for help from a brother or sister in Christ, because we're a family, and that's what families do. God's Spirit can also speak to ours. The question for us is, are we humble and willing to follow? Yeah, to follow His directions. So I would like to now look at some of God's words that talk about prayer. And there's plenty, so I had to cut it way down. Now, some of these may be a refresher for our hearts, but nonetheless, let's enjoy them. Most of these, those of you who know me, I'll be reading out of the NLT, a few out of the King James. So the first one we're going to look at is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, 6. And it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God or ask God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. In verse 7, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And that's where we want to live. in Christ Jesus. So when you pray, have these great expectations and have an honest and an open heart with the Father. Now let's go to Colossians 4, and in 4, look at verse 2, Colossians 4, 2. Devote yourselves to what?
Prayer.
Prayer. With an alert mind and a thankful heart. We want to be alert and not just go to God with a prayer, half asleep, or thinking about something you got to do at work that day, or what's for dinner tonight. No, you focus on that prayer with the Father. You know, if you were in His presence, I mean, you would not be thinking about other things. You'd be in awe, first of all, but you would be focused on what it is you're asking. And so that's why we want to have an alert mind. How about Ephesians 6:18? Ephesians 6 and verse 18. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Again, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. We'll see a little bit of something about this being persistent in a few. But that's one of the things that I find I do when I wake up in the morning is, of course, I pray for my wife and I pray for you guys. But I pray for people that I probably will never see until I return, and that's on the other side of the world, who are up against a lot of hardships for just believing in God openly, having a Bible, trying to have a fellowship. They're attacked, you know. So I pray for those souls, you know, because I think we take God's word for granted sometimes here, because I'll read the word next month or whatever. Every day, take time out with the Father, because there's people who are dying to do that, literally. So in our prayers, it's for all believers everywhere. I remember I was praying for someone and here in this area. And the next day I saw him, and he goes, you know what, I felt like somebody prayed for me today. I just smiled. Now, here are some great keys I want you to look at. The first one we're going to find is in James chapter 1. Please go to James chapter 1 and go down to verse, 6. Let's start there. This is the King James. But let him ask in faith. Okay, stop right there. I don't know if you saw the shirt I was wearing tonight. I wore it for this reason. Prayers come with answers. But what does the back say? Thank you. Start with faith. Prayers start with faith. Otherwise, forget about it, like they say in New York. And the rest of the verse goes on to say, your faith in God. Okay, but let him ask in faith, again, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Again, what do you focus on when you pray? Are you trying to multitask? Don't. Just do the task and pray. But people still yet want to go that route. And you need to just keep your mind and your heart focused on the Father. That's your time. That's your time. Look at Hebrews 11:6, please. We all know this one, but it's so good to read this. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, God. For he that cometh to God must what? Okay, believe in what you're praying about, but believe in what he can do and who he is. That he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, it shouldn't be too hard to do that, especially how wonderfully he takes care of you and I. To diligently seek him. First of all, to thank him, to praise his holy name. Now let's look at these two accounts that talk about praying, and they're just wonderful. And the first one we're going to find is in Luke 18. And we're going to start in verse 1. Luke 18:1. It says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story or a parable to show that they should always what? Pray. And never give up. You know, just because you pray about something one day and you're looking at your watch and the next 5 minutes it didn't happen, doesn't mean it's not. It's God's timing. He knows the best time to answer what it is you're asking him. Or maybe you're not asking according to his will. You know, maybe it's not available. But nonetheless, you pray and you don't stop. And a good thing that I do in between a prayer with my understanding is speak in tongues about it. I've got that thing in my mind and in my heart, and I'm speaking in tongues about it so that God knows I need his help. Verse 2, here it goes. There was a judge in a certain city, and he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. Nice guy. Would not want to go to his courtroom. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. Do we have enemies? Unfortunately, we do. Verse 4. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people. We know that about his resume. But this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with her constant request. So she was persistent. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So you don't think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I don't think so. Okay, now just drop down to verse 9. We'll pick up this other parable or story that Jesus spoke. Then Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. In layman's term, hey, I'm a good guy. I don't need to pray much because I'm close to being perfect. But you guys have problems and hang up. You need to talk to the Father about. That's what it's saying in a nutshell. In verse 10, two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. I thank you, God, that I am not like a sinner or everyone else, for I don't cheat, I don't sin, I don't commit adultery. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give you a tenth of my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, O God, O Father, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. I tell you this sinner, not the Pharisees, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So there's a lesson to be learned in that situation of praying. Now let's look at a need. And when there is a need, our first response should be to pray. To pray. It's not hard to pray. Okay? Go to James. Let's look at James chapter 5, please. And go down to verse 13. Question. Are any of you suffering hardships? We've all been there. And you know what? You should pray. We should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. God's into that too. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith, there it is again, in faith. Wow. We'll heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. It's one of the things Jesus Christ did when they crucified him, is he took care of that. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed in whatever that may be. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great what? Power. And produces wonderful results. My goodness, the very creator of the universe, you think he doesn't have power? And if it's God in Christ in you, you guys are walking energy factors. So, yeah, it's crucial that we do that. And when we pray for one another, again, have that same desire, that same intent, that same focus for that person. Pray at the drop of a hat, because you don't need to put something over your head or go and light a candle or anything. You just pray from your heart, the way God has taught us. Yeah. Remembering always to pray in the name of who? Jesus. It's a powerful name. That's the exclamation point on your prayer. All right? We pray in the name of Jesus, who made our prayer life a living truth. He made our prayer life a living truth. So, let's close in another aspect of prayer, please. And for this, I would ask you to go to Matthew chapter 18. And let's go to verse 19, please. It says, I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them. So, when you have a need and you feel like, you know what, I want to get some prayer support, pick up the phone, call that person, you know. Or if you're there in the room with them, say, hey, can you help me pray about something? Because this is what it's saying right here, two or three. And you pray about it. One can be praying with their understanding while the other one speaks in tongues. But it's a powerful thing to let God know that nothing else matters right now but what I'm asking you, what we're asking you as a brother and sister in Christ. And you can move mountains. And I've seen it done. I've done it where I've called someone up to ask them to pray either for me or with me. And the results are awesome. So don't ever hesitate to do that. So, my encouragement to us is let's keep on going to the Father in prayer. Whether praying with our understanding or in the Spirit. Amen? Gracious Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for giving us that open access to you and your heart, and how we can come to you, Father, with faith, with a believing heart, to accomplish what it is we're asking you for, your help, Father, and your answers are always perfect. So let everyone here in this room tonight know that when they pray with the assurance that you will give them the best solution to whatever it is they're praying about, and in your time. And Father, I thank you again for being able to seek your help, knowing all the things that you've created and that you show us. And this is, Father, all asked of you in that wonderful name of our risen Lord and Savior, the Deliverer, Jesus Christ. And they all said,
Amen. Amen. Amen.